Wes, we love our Melbourne Storm in this town, don't you worry about that. We were disappointed with their return on the NRL recommencement last week against the very good Canberra Raiders, it has to be said. Jason Ryles played 249 games in the NRL, representing both New South Wales and Australia. He's Craig Bellamy's right-hand man, been good enough to join us. Morning, Jason.
Morning, guys.
Disappointing start. We're here second-hand, it has to be said, that Craig wasn't too impressed.
Yeah, no, it was a disappointing start. It was you know, obviously a fair bit's change in the game from when we last played it in round two, but at the same time, yeah, Craig didn't miss him after the game, and you know, I think at the end of the day, Canberra beat us at the punch and all the little things, so a little bit of an attitude adjustment and refocus this week.
What was the most disappointing part about it?
Oh, I think obviously the opportunities that we left out there on the field, but then also, you know, they beat us to the punch with the little things in regards to effort areas, so that was probably the most disappointing part.
What about the adjustments now, Craig? Jason, what adjustments have you now... I forgot who I was talking to. What about the adjustments now that you've had to make in the week?
Different wage there, Tim, so, yeah. Different salary grade. The adjustments this week. So obviously, with the rules and the one referee is probably the biggest change with the speed of the play of the ball. So that's one thing that we've had to adjust to, and playing a lot flatter style of footy rather than setting up for your shape. So it's that's one area that we've worked hard on this week. Also defensively, you don't get as much time in the tackle, so that's one thing you know, we've had to really focus on, and basically not retrain, but just do a bit of re-education with the referees and their vocab and that sort of thing with, you know, buying time and to play the ball defensively.
Hey, Jason, I understand what you mean when you say play a little bit flatter, but Gary probably is just struggling to understand exactly what it is that you mean by that. Can you just explain it to Gary, playing a little bit flatter?
Yeah, so playing a little bit flatter. So that's basically, so traditionally over the last 10 years with the referee and the play the ball speed, it's a little bit slower. So what happens there is you have to set up for plays, and it's a lot more structured. Basically, it's a lot less structured, a lot more eyes up footy, and a lot like playing in the backyard, so to speak. So it's really good for the fans. It's really good for the game. It's just going to take a little bit of adjustment for some of the teams, in particular our guys, because we're, you know, can be a little bit methodical at times. But at the same time, it's really exciting coaching challenge for us, and a really exciting challenge for our group, because I'm not sure if the recruiters meant this, but our squad really suits this style of footy as well. So, you know, we've got Munster, Hughes, Ryan Pappenhausen, who are really ad-lib type footy players. So, and then you put Cameron Smith in there in the middle of the field. So, the ability to play unstructured is going to suit us. It's just going to take a little bit of adjustment.
Jason, I'm glad you mentioned Smithy's name, because it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. He's not our problem at the moment, is it? He hasn't been a little bit slow to pick up the new changes in the game, is he?
Nah, definitely not. He's been all over it, especially this week. And again, with the new changes, and again, probably the biggest thing is the one referee. It's really going to suit his style of footy. He can really get out, and the more often that Cameron's got the ball in his hands, the better for our footy team, and this is really going to suit that.
Great.
Well, coming into this game against the Rabbits, I've had a look at it. Our completion rate in round three, the second worst in the competition at around 69%. The Rabbits had the second best completion rate at around 85%. That's a concern for me.
Is it really a concern for you?
That's what's got written here.
No, that's fine. You're on the right track. It's basically, if you don't hold the footy, you don't give yourself a chance to, you know, to compete in the game. So, in particular, I'll throw another stat out there for you, Gary. It's when we were attacking the try line, we were down to 50%, so it was even worse. So, one thing that we. Yeah, I thought you did. Yeah, it's one thing we certainly need to work on, and we have this week. And it has a lot to do with the speed of the play. The ball's a lot quicker now, so things are happening a lot quicker for the players. So, again, it's getting into position earlier, it's communicating, it's all those little things that Canberra were much better than us last week, and we've got a real lesson in how to play it.
I did. I watched the first half, and on a serious note, it did. Like, it was breathtakingly quick. And did the players, like, when you talk to them afterwards, did they? Was it noticeable? Did they come off like more tired as a result of the way the game was played?
Yeah, I think, like, when they start talking about let's get more fatigue into the players, they needed to come into the sheds the last 10 years because the players were tired anyway. So it's just a different type of fatigue. It's much quicker. They get less time to think. And after the game, yeah, they were noticeably tired, but just a little bit shocked, so to speak, in regards to how quick it was. And again, that's just part of that readjustment.
Hey, what about Bellyache? He's coming up against his old mentor in Wayne Berry. Is there anything, does he sort of get himself up a little bit more for these challenges in the coach's box?
Oh, he probably doesn't think so, but you certainly do notice a little bit of a lift in intensity during the week when we play a Wayne Bennett coach team. So, and it's, I think it's only natural. It's playing against a guy that he spent a fair bit of time under before he came down here. So, but again, we've really focused on what happened last week and adjusting to that. So, I think he was more concerned at the fact that the Raiders beat us to the punch in those little effort areas.
Hey, we've adopted Ryan Pappenhausen as our man here. He's a regular on our show, and he was one that certainly didn't lower his colours on the weekend. How good can he be?
Yeah, perhaps he's, again, it's with the one referee and the speed of the play, the ball, it's really suited to him. So perhaps his background is not only rugby league, but also touch footy. So if you ever watch a game of touch footy, times that speed that you've seen last week by about five, it's fast. So one of Ryan's real strengths, and we try and encourage him to play to it as much as he can, is his express speed. So, and again, his awareness in and around the footy. So this increased play the ball speed is certainly going to suit him. And again, with a bit of luck with injuries, and if he keeps working as hard as he does at the moment on his game, you don't know where those guys can get to.
Exactly. He's a fine, fine player, great athlete. So, hey, Jason, have you ever heard anyone ever refer to the Rabbitohs as the Rabbits before? Are they the Bunnies, or are they generally just the Rabbitohs?
Yeah. Traditionally, they're the Rabbitohs, but up in New South Wales and Queensland, they're the Rabbits, and a lot of the time they get called the Bunnies. So, it depends what you like saying.
Yeah, Tim, that's right. So take that. hey, were you going to go and join Eddie Jones's English setup at the end of this year?
Yeah. So I've heading over there after this season. So that's why I was sort of watching the COVID stuff so closely. So our season finishes end of September, depending on how far you go into the finals, and then after that, head over there and take up an opportunity to work with Eddie and again. It was just part of, I've seen the opportunity to develop as a coach, like just always looking to get, to improve as all the players are as well and everyone in life, I suppose. So it's a pretty unique opportunity. But for me, it's about the experience as a coach and being exposed to, something different and something I'm going to have to think about and really adapt to.
Absolutely sensational experience it will be. Hey, Jason, we loved you joining us this morning, mate. We're right behind the Storm. They're taking on the Bunnies live on Channel 9 at 5 to 8, and we'll be watching with great interest. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate it.
On you, Jason
Rolls, assistant coach to Craig Bellamy. And
I'd be playing a ferret if I could possibly find one on the list there somewhere, Gary.
Did you just throw our two-question rule out the window then? What was that about? You asked three, and then I thought, oh, surely I'm in for two here, and I can only get one across.
Well, I think, and the feedback's coming through, that when we talk NRL, can you please let the Whiff ask
you
the
didn't
questions.
Even know they're called the Rabbits.
Well, they are. They're the Rabbits, they're the Bunnies, and they're the Rabbitohs. Of course they are. Of course well, they are. I was going to...
What's the Storm's other name? Like, if they're the Rabbits and the Bunnies and the Rabbitohs, what are the Storm's other names?
I don't know. I have to give Joan Bunn a call. She knows all about Storms.
Well, let's take a break. If you want to give us a call, throw the lines open. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Fun Friday it is. We're celebrating Dennis Cometti's induction into the Hall of Fame. We've had some great participation from you out there. He's much loved. There's no question about that. And John Abley was the other person inducted, the Port Adelaide legend, 7-time premiership player. So congratulations to both those guys. That line's open after the break.